Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is Bo Morgan. You know, they do call me Big Papa Squid. Even the Colonel. That's right. We have the Colonel wearing sleeves today. Mr. Mark Zeno is joining us. And we have the First Lady of Baseball. She's smiling bigly as usual. Yeah, I used it again. This time I remember it. Our resident vegan, the Tofu Queen. And we throw a little sprinkle of a Dylon here in the mix, and it takes all of us combined to make the morning shift. Happy tailgate at home and Father's Day weekend, guys.
Good morning. Yeah, before we get into anything, happy early Father's Day to the both of you. Mark, thank you so much for coming back. We didn't scare you off last week.
No, but I heard Bo say from yesterday's show, Bleep You New York, I'm not really sure I want to be here anymore.
Well, I mean, there's a door. If you want to, you can walk out it.
But, I mean, I'll still get paid, theoretically.
No, you only get paid for this hour. We can't pay you for the rest.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, that might cover the parking.
Well, are there any big plans for Father's Day this weekend?
All-star baseball with the kids.
Very cool.
How's that going, by the way, Mark?
You know, when you have 13 10-year-olds, there's a lack of focus and discipline that doesn't sit well with me, including my own children. So,
well, first off, they are 10-year-olds.
I don't really give a rip.
secondly, two of them are also yours, so I think you should have a little more understanding.
No, I'm harder on those two than I am anybody else.
Well, no, I get that, but you should also understand why they are the way they are. I mean, you're their dad. So they don't have, you know, they don't have paying attention. It's probably more of you than
no. They get that from their mother. I think you know that.
Oh no! How did I know you were going to go there?
Oh, you put it on the tee. What was I not supposed to do? Hit it?
You know, you just can't play nice.
Bo, what are you doing for Father's Day this weekend?
Well, I have our Father's Day event tonight at
Lazy Dog.
Yeah, Lazy Dog Pub. I'll be there, and so you'll see me there if you're coming to that. And I think I'm going to try to get out to see my parents at some point tomorrow. And Sunday, my only goal, is to watch the combination of the Braves, Rockies, the U.S. Open final round, and the NASCAR road race in Mexico. So I'll probably have both TVs and the iPad going. That's my dream day on Sunday. It's my dream day every Sunday, honestly, is to watch golf, Braves, and NASCAR during the summer. So that's what I hope to do this weekend. Whether that happens or not, we'll see.
We'll see. There is a lot going on. And I know since this time yesterday, since we left, there have been a lot of things hitting the headlines. So let's go around the room, see what everyone wants to talk about today. Bo, you start us off.
Bryce Elder will continue to dazzle tonight because some people that don't wear sleeves regularly doubt him.
I think that's aimed at you, Mark. What do you want to talk about today, Mark?
I mean, all I said was that I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored, and Colorado got to them last time.
Do your headline, Mark. Oh. Come on, follow the rules, or Ali will not be happy.
Okay. The least surprising headline I saw this morning when I got up, that Antonio Brown is wanted on attempted murder charges.
Oh, like, goodness. Goodness.
I mean,
goodness.
You know, when I got that notification, I got out of bed, looked at the notification on my phone, like, oh, well, that's not surprising.
Dylan, what's your headline today?
The Oklahoma City Thunder haven't lost back-to-back games in 2 months, and they're not going to start tonight.
Ooh.
Amen. I'm tired of this Pacers team.
Let me tell you something. Oh, okay, here we go. That was a Pacers stat, by the way.
Ding.
Thank you, because the first one, no one dinged me on.
You snuck the first one in there. I usually catch them all.
I didn't catch that first one.
Wow. You must have sneakily stuck that in there.
Well, sneakily?
Sneakily well, snuck that in
there.
There
we go.
Had I mispronounced a word, you guys would have been all over it. So, I mean, or, you know, said it. I mean, it's funny what you guys hear and don't hear on this show.
Well, we're going to get to everything that we do need to talk about today. At 6:20, we're going to cover the U.S. Open and preview the Braves-Rockies series. Let's get into a little bit of Falcons talk right now, though. We've been going over everything that's coming out of Falcons minicamp this week. And here is a cut from Raheem Morris about Divine Diablo taking on a big role this season.
His athleticism stands out. It's been unique. His length stands out, which has been unique. And really, you know, him keying and diagnosing behind the ball, probably a lot better than we thought. And I'm really fired up to see that. And really, again, man, once you get into training camp, you get a chance to see some of the physical tools that you loved on tape come to life. And he's done such a nice job of putting his role and putting his stamp on it. Him and Caden has developed a really nice, calm demeanor linebacker relationship, which is very important. You know, those guys being your quarterback of the defense, those guys both have shown like they're capable of either one of them being a green dot, which you don't know about a person until you're around them, because of their style of play. You know, some guys don't like the green dot because they like to just go ham, talk a little trash across the ball, right? Some guys like to lead in that cerebral world, and these two guys are both in that cerebral type of world, that they play the game again, from the neck up. But I've been really pleased with what he's done, Divine. I've been really pleased with the character, really pleased in how he's fit into our football team. I've been really pleased how our locker room has accepted him and brought him in and really embraced him, and it's been fun to watch those guys.
Well, he is all up on Divine right there, but what do you guys think? Who's going to be the bigger X factor between Diablo and Troy Anderson this season?
Well, real quick, I want to clarifying, I know I'm sure Mark knows this, but I assume most of our audience does too. A green dot means that's the guy with the radio in this helmet. Mm-hmm. So that's the guy that the defense is being called into. So the DC or whoever is on the headset calling plays directly into that. That's the guy that's calling the defense basically on the field. So it's a pseudo leadership type like role. So the fact that he's talking about Divine Diablo in that type of role, I am a little bit curious now about multiple things. A, where Troy Anderson's standing is on this team with regards to next season, and just how they're going to use Divine Diablo, because Mark, Caden Ellis at certain points last year, they were able to, you know, use him as another pass rusher a lot. And that's really a role that is, despite what people may believe, is well suited for him. So I'm just kind of curious with that, because I have always thought personally that in the perfect world, Jalen Walker could move inside at some point in his career. I know they've talked earlier about just being a pass rusher, but I think he is very well suited to do multiple things, including spy the quarterback and such. So I'm now curious of what Divine Diablo actually is, and he's been misused in Vegas his last, what, four seasons.
I mean, look, that's fair. I don't, you know, he wasn't exactly on a stellar defense with the Raiders, so some guys are a product of the people around them. And I think it's fair to question whether Troy Anderson is the guy that we thought he was going to be. Remember, I mean, look, he's been hurt more than not, and unfortunately, the flashes that we've seen from him haven't been able to be anything consistent, and that's been part of the problem. You know, the old adage of the most important ability is availability, and just hasn't been around enough to be able to to provide the consistency that you need. I mean, for me, again, I'm wondering how much in the big picture this decision really matters, right? I mean, whether it's Diablo or whether it's Anderson, how much dynamically does that change the quality of this defense? How much does that make this defense one that you're gonna need to count on to help essentially a rookie quarterback win games? That you're going to need to be able to get stops at critical times to get the offense back the ball when they're down by a field goal or a score late. I mean, these are the kind of things that are going to decide whether you are a 10-7 division winner playoff team or another 8-9 team that's one game out of the postseason once again.
I think that linebacker spot is very crucial, because that is the run game is one thing, but that's a crucial position to me, because I think that's he's going to be in a spot where he's going to cover guys out of that backfield and also cover tight ends across. He's going to be a cover. I personally have always thought of him when they signed him because of his speed and some of his attributes as a guy that you want in coverage. So I think that could be a very big role. But this whole defense, look, you were incredibly slow last year at linebacker. And on top of that, Mark, your defensive line looked worse than I thought it actually was, because your linebackers avoided contact and avoided blocks. They ran around them instead of trying to take them on and use that to fill gaps and try to shed them. So I do think that linebacker spot is big. Look, we saw that. I guess, Mark, go back to that Saints game in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Look how good. I mean, I don't see the defense played phenomenal, but the defense won that game. The offense was not very good. You scored a special teams touchdown. You scored a defensive touchdown. And if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game. And Troy Anderson had a lot of big plays. In fact, he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after that game, if I remember correctly. So when that role is clicking, now this is going to be a different defense, but clearly you're much better.
No, I agree. I mean, look, that's one of the flashes of brilliance that you see from him. That, you know, if you get that guy for, you know, better part of the season, if he stays healthy 17 games, then you have a viable guy on defense that really can turn things around. I guess, you know, the bigger question again boils down to, like, you know, I still wonder what Raheem Morris' stamps is on this defense. Right, I mean, he's a guy who was a defensive coordinator of a Super Bowl champion, and it doesn't feel like even last year, you know, because I remember questioning about it. Would he ever take over play calling? Would he ever put more of an input on the defense? And, you know, you get the typical cookie cutter response to that thing. But, you know, what does it feel like he has a stamp and an effect on this defense the way he did in Los Angeles to help that team win a Super Bowl? Granted, different players, I understand that, but you're still wanting that defensive mind, the guy that you hired. Because he was a Super Bowl, you know, winning coach, to come out. I don't know if we've seen it.
Yeah, look, I think if you went back and you checked the stats on that defensive winning defense in L.A. that he had, you would be like, that's it? Because I don't think they were really as good of a defense. I don't think they were top 10 in most categories. And I'm talking about the ones that actually matter. Now, they could get at the quarterback because they had Aaron Donald and they brought in they had Leonard Floyd, I think, that season. I believe maybe he came in the year after, but I know they had Von Miller. So they were able – it was different players, and they had Jalen Ramsey on that defense. But I think if you go back and look at the last four or five games and the difference of the pass rush because of the way they played coverage, that was his stamp on the defense to me.
Well, we are going to continue this conversation with the Falcons throughout the show all day today, what we've been hearing come out of minicamp. Make sure to take us with you via the Odyssey app as you move throughout your morning. And coming up, how did the first round of the U.S. Open go? And Braves welcome Orlando Arcia and the Colorado Rockies to Truist tonight. What do they need for a successful series? We're going to cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo. Mark Zeno is filling in for Mike Johnson today. Myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan, of course, helping me referee the madness today. It's 6:23, and we got to head out to Woodstock because, Bo, you are working remote today. We have the tailgate at home going on. So what are you cooking up today?
Yeah, I had struggled with this one, Allie, because we have our Father's Day dinner tonight for 92.9 The Game at the Lazy Dog. And I was like, man, I don't want to do something big because I want to save room for tonight. So, and I also was thinking about what can I do to have something to kind of snack on all weekend for like U.S. Open and such. So I actually was searching for sausage ball recipes. And I found one from our guy Matt Pittman at Meat Church, who was one of the rubs, one of the more famous rubs around these days. And I've used some of their stuff. I have some of their stuff. I was gifted some of their stuff. And so I am in the process of forming my balls, my sausage balls, that is.
Pause.
Hey, yo.
I feel like I need to take Mike's spot today. Pause.
I've poured everything during the break. I poured everything in a big bowl. So I've got a bunch of cheese, some pancake mix, some diced jalapenos, as some people would call them, jalapenos.
Mm-hmm.
I said cheese, a sausage. And so I'm going to be forming those. And I put a little bit of the Meat Church rub in there as well. So I'll be meeting those later and then forming them into little sausage balls. And I'll put them on the Traeger eventually before the show's over. So it's going to be a process during the commercial breaks. So I'll probably wash my hands about 60 times before this show is over.
So what, are you just putting them on the grill, or is there like you're putting them on like an aluminum tray and letting them, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to put them on. I got a pan I'm going to put them on, Mark, okay. And then the smoke will get through to them. And going to put them on the Traeger for like 12 minutes on 400. Yeah,
Bo,
be easy.
I have a very important question.
Okay.
If you do not eat all of said sausage balls, are you going to bring the rest here on Monday?
Well, no.
Okay.
Sorry,
I mean,
Dylan.
Maybe I can if I have a few left over, I'll try to remember to bring you a few of them. But there's not as many. There probably won't be as many as you think made.
I
would expect about maybe. I normally, when I've done this before, I've made them bigger. So I imagine I will just make the bigger balls instead of like small ones. So we'll see.
That's why I'm here today, for the bigger balls.
You know what I'm concerned about? You said you're going to mold them and get them on to cook before the end of the show. So are you going to be using, like, spoons to mash these up, or are you going to, like, dig your hands in and then touch your radio equipment? Because that's going to be a mess.
No, I will use my hands, but what do we have? We have, you know, I will time out. I'll ask Dylan how long the break is before I go upstairs after each commercial, or I was ready to go to break, and then I'll put the timer on. So I'll go use my hands, and then I will wash hands. So my hands might be red or raw by the end of the show, but it's okay. I mean, the sacrifices I make for our show,
massive.
You know, I will tweet out the picture of the bowl here in a few minutes with everything in it at SwidBilly929 and hashtag 929 tailgate at home.
You know, you do a really good job at making simple stuff sound fancy when you do this. Last week it was bacon. This week it's meatballs.
It wasn't bacon last week. It was pork belly I smoked.
AKA bacon.
I'm not finished talking. Don't interrupt me. This is Mark. We've tried to work on this with you. And then I let it sit for a couple of days, and then I sliced it and put it on the Blackstone, and I do believe you were very impressed with the pictures.
I was very impressed with the pictures.
I told you
I was very impressed with the pictures. They look good. But in the morning, you just basically told us it was bacon. You're making these sausage balls sound all fancy, and it's just meatballs. That's good.
And it is your snack for the U.S. Open, which we do need to talk about, because J.J. Spahn is first after round one. Bo, did you catch a lot of this yesterday? Earlier in the week, you were talking about how Oakmont is a very, very difficult course. It seemed like everyone was struggling yesterday.
It's probably one of the more difficult courses in this country. And on top of that, Mark, and I know you can attest to some of this, they make it harder with how thick they've made the rough. Yep. And, you know, how they have rolled these greens. They are so ridiculously fast that these pros who are used to putting a lot of spin on the ball, it's becoming, you know, it's a detriment. The guys that are just stopping their approach shots are actually the ones that are in better shape. Although some people, like Patrick Reed yesterday, who had an albatross, are benefiting from the rollout. I mean, that guy it's amazing that you have an albatross, Mark, and you're still in 49th place at 3 over.
Yeah.
That's how tough this course is. J.J. Spahn probably shot the round of his life yesterday.
Yeah.
And it only, and I say only because most of us would kill for it. I mean, I would literally kill Mark for this round.
Can you pick like a random stranger on the street? Why did I have to get involved?
You were kind of mean to me earlier.
I'm sorry, sensitive Sally.
Hurt my feelings. Yeah. It's been incredibly tough, and some of the best players in the world, Mark, are struggling. You know, you look at now Koepka, who is, I believe, a 2-time U.S. Open winner, is in tied for third at 2 under.
Yep.
Siwoo Kim is right there with him. Sung J.M. is also there at 2 under. But then you have some very big names, including the best player in the world currently, and a guy who could go down as one of the best players ever, and Scottie Scheffler at 3 over with Patrick Reed. And then McIlroy and Mickelson. Mickelson, this is his kind of Eleanor. He's been chasing this one forever. He's at 4 over.
Yeah, I mean, look, Scheffler had more bogeys in one round, which was 5, than he usually has in an entire tournament. And look, U.S. Opens in general, the finals winning score is designed to be maybe 2 or 3 strokes under par. That's really where making par is a win at a U.S. Open. You watch the course, and it almost feels like a links course at the Open Championship, Bo, a little bit with the rollouts, what you're talking about.
That's a good point, Mark. That's a really good point.
Every now and then a blind squirrel finds a nut. But the point is that, like, you know, you talk about Patrick Reed's albatross, 4th ever in U.S. Open history, since I started tracking that sort of thing. It was a shot that probably landed about 45 yards short of the hole and just rolled. And he caught it right in the perfect spot and rolled right into the hole. I mean, you know, not taking anything away from him, obviously. But the point is that they've made this course where it's really tough, and you talk about the greens and everything else. Players are going to have to adjust for that. They're going to have to adjust for the rollout. You're not going to be able to knock it stiff and land a ball and get it to stay, or it's going to be very difficult. Maybe as the course goes along, you get towards Sunday, things start to soften up a little bit because the course has been played on for 3 days, 3 straight days. But, you know, surviving the weekend where this cut is probably going to be plus three or plus four is all you're really trying to do right now. So for all these guys that got big numbers that we're not used to seeing, they're not out of it yet. And trust me, like if there was a bet I could make, it would be to fade J.J. Spahn today because I don't think he's pulling this off two days in a row.
Yeah, he was. It was I said only like the fifth bogey-free round at Oakmont in U.S. Open history. Real quick, how do you feel about the USGA and how they set up their tournaments, their U.S. Open every year? Because personally, it's all fun and games when you have a PGA championship and guys are, 19 under winning, right? But there is something about the U.S. Open for me that I enjoy. I enjoy watching these guys play like us. And, look, they're hitting fairways and stuff, but this really tests to me the skill, and I actually think it's fun because it's not only the physical part of the game and their mechanics and all that, but there's a mental part of the game that sometimes I know they go through it because they're playing professional, but it's not the same. We struggle, Mark, on the courts. We have moments, complete meltdowns, and the way the U.S. Open and the USGA sets up their tournament every year, I think it really tests that part of them. I actually enjoy this type of golf because I just love seeing these guys scramble and still shoot, for a four-day hole, maybe two or three under.
Yeah, I think it tests you mentally more than any other thing, right? I mean, shots that were simple on other courses and other tournaments and other majors just simply are not that way at a U.S. Open on purpose. And, U.S. Opens, they challenge your accuracy. If you're not a guy who hits a lot of fairways, you're going to struggle. They make those roughs thick. They make them deep. They do it on purpose. They want, guys to struggle to have, hard times getting out of the rough. It's not meant to get 12 to 15 under at a U.S. Open. You can do that at Augusta. That's fine. No one's going to bat an eye at you. But when it comes to U.S. Open, when you're doing Oakmont and Bethpage Black and all these other, major courses like that, they're designed to eat you up, chew you up, and spit you out.
It's definitely going to be interesting over the weekend. And coming up in the front page, we're going to talk about the Braves series. Rockies are coming to town. We've also got my Ally Mac drop. And in place of the rookie report this week, we are celebrating all the dads that raised us. And by that, I mean the TV dads that we watched week in and week out. So we'll see if Zeno and Bo remember them well. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Bo. Mark Zinno is here. Thank goodness he's filling in for Mike Johnson today. I'm Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass.
Now, Allie, yeah. You just saw that Mark and I can be nice to each other.
Yeah, you guys were laughing and having a real nice conversation. It was wonderful.
I mean, again, sun's actually going to shine today.
But now the mics are on, and we're not going to be nice to each other.
No, I mean, we have our moments, but we don't like to let people believe that we actually get along.
So. Well, tonight the NBA Finals continue with Game 4. It's Pacers Thunder at 8:30. Pacers are up 2-1. We'll see if the Thunder can tie it up. What are you thinking? Are they going to do it?
I think it was Dylan or Mark one that said the back to back number. The bigger that the Thunder haven't lost in 2 months, and the Pacers hadn't lost back to back games coming into the series either. And you saw that they ended up proving that. Here's the deal for me, Mark. I personally feel like the Thunder have dominated this series, except for two quarters. I know that game three was a little bit closer than it was, but I think the second half was closer. But the reality is the Thunder have been outscored 100-73 in the fourth quarter, okay? That is crazy. And the Pacers have won that quarter alone, and that's why they're up 2-1.
Look, I mean, the life that this series has taken on has come because both the Knicks and the Thunder committed mortal sins in sports in giving away game one the way they did. And let me just put this in this prism, because this is really how fortunate, I don't want to say lucky because the Pacers had a role in it.
You hate them.
This is how fortunate they got. Through game one, okay, there were the Oklahoma City Thunder had played 100 games, playoff and postseason together, okay? You know how many times in those 100 games they shot worse than 40% from the field?
No.
Four.
Whoa.
Four. That game one was the fifth time they did it all year long. So something that is a 95% hit rate did not happen, and that's how the Pacers stole that game.
Yeah. Money, too.
I mean, it just, you know, what we're watching is somewhat improbable, and odds makers are telling you, because that line was 5-4 game three. They made the line even bigger for game four.
Well, look.
Because the numbers tell you that Oklahoma City has such a wide gap over Indiana that it's got to bubble to the surface at some point.
And you got to give credit, though, too, to the Pacers' defense. I mean, McConnell had 5 turnovers alone in that game three, and I think SGA ended up having 6 turnovers in game three. So their defense is creating opportunities for them to stay in these games and win them.
I also think, too, when it comes to this series and even more specifically this game tonight, we saw the OKC bench, I think, struggle a little bit more than I expected them to. Obviously, role players play better at home. That's the old adage, and I think that remains to be true. But I didn't expect OKC, because OKC has a very quality bench, and that's part of the reason why they're here. I didn't expect their bench to struggle as much as they did last game. And I do wonder if Indiana can sustain what they did in game three. When you talk about Benedict Mathurin having 27 points in 22 minutes.
Fade that dude.
Yeah, he's legit. But I wonder if he can have that same type of output. Is TJ McConnell going to find a way to, you know, have Jose Alvarado-esque steals again and get 5 steals in that game? And is Cason Wallace and Aaron Wiggins on the OKC side, are they going to struggle as much as they did last game?
They're role players. Have been insane. Like the other crazy part is this. The net rating of the starting five for OKC this year was by far the best of any team in the league.
Yeah.
They have a negative net rating in this finals, the starting five.
That's crazy to think
like,
about.
It is the confluence of so many things happening that are just counter to what the numbers over the larger sample size have told us, which is why this is so shocking and surprising. It's hard to wrap your head around. Again, this is the fourth largest favorite in NBA history entering the finals.
I know you hate when the numbers lie to you, don't you, Zeno?
It's just, well, I mean, if men and women lie, but numbers don't. Ray Lewis told me that once. I mean, you know, like, you have to trust the numbers that they're going to bear themselves out over a larger sample size, particularly in my world when it comes to sports betting, because that's the only thing you can go by. You can't just, I mean, look, there's gut feelings and all the other stuff, but if you're going to make an analytical decision, some of this has to come off of numbers.
Well, we will see what happens tonight. Also tonight, Braves welcome the Rockies to town. Now, look, the Braves really need to sweep the Rockies. They need good momentum going into a four straight series against division opponents. We've got Bryce Elder on the mound. Bo, how are you feeling about this series?
Well, I feel bad about all the Braves series right now because I'm just not sure what team shows up. We felt really warm and fuzzy about that road trip, and in reality, you lost 4 of 6 on that road trip. But the way it ended, you felt great, right? You were scoring runs in 2 of the 3 games in Milwaukee. Bryce Elder gave up 3 runs, I think, on 6 or 7 innings against Colorado, out in Colorado early in the season. I think it was late April, maybe, early May, something like that. But he pitched pretty good after that first inning, and that home run could have been a product of Coors Field. I feel good about tonight. I think Bryce Elder is pretty locked in. I think he is a little bit irritated about being sent down, and he understood it, but it doesn't matter. He was phenomenal against a very good San Francisco team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if he'll be 1 run, 12 strikeouts, but I think a quality start is in the mix for him. 3 runs, you know, maybe 6 innings. I think that's what Bryce Elder is. If he wants to be a Major League Baseball pitcher, he needs to be a walking quality starter to that fifth role.
Look, the Braves bats need to carry them here. Jermon Marquez carries an ERA higher than a college student. So there is no reason why the Braves should win this game 3-2 or 3-1. This should be a game where it's 5 or 6 runs against a bad starter, an even worse bullpen, and an offense that can't score on the road. This should be a convincing win, right? These are the teams you have to take advantage of. I get it. You know, it doesn't matter whether you win 8-0 or 2-1. It's still 1-W. But still, like, show signs of life offensively. Because in reality, that's the only thing that's going to turn this season around is dudes start hitting the ball and scoring runs.
Yeah, we don't want those one-run games, though. We're not good with the one-run games now.
Now, let's, as many runs as we can get, let's score.
Yes, yes. All right, to celebrate Father's Day a little early, we are going to play Trivia TV Dad Edition. These are the TV dads that raised us. Mark, how we do this is you use your name as your buzzer. As soon as you know it, say your name.
Mark.
Exactly. You know how it works. Okay. And then Dylan will help me figure out who yelled their name first because these are all pretty easy. And I feel like it's going to get very loud in here in a moment. You ready?
Well, just for you, yes.
Okay. All right, here we go. Question number one. Walter White just wanted to make a little extra money for his family when he was diagnosed with cancer, but things got a little out of control on this TV show.
Bo.
Yep.
It's Breaking Bad.
That is Breaking Bad.
How did Mark not get that?
I wasn't a Breaking Bad guy.
Oh, I didn't even watch the show, and I knew that Walter White's
name. No clue who the character was.
This is going to be easy.
Question number two.
I thought we were going like 80s and 90s TV dads. Like, you know, my mind was like Tony Danza and like Growing Pains and Family Ties, and Allie's here throwing drug references out.
Just
say drug again.
My brand right there.
Okay.
Danny Tanner had his brother-in-law, Jesse.
Mark.
All right, Dylan, you got to decide this one.
I think I heard Mark first.
Okay, Mark, go.
Full House.
I so said my name first, Dylan.
All right, this lovable yet bumbling dad of Springfield is known.
Mark. Homer Simpson.
That is Homer Simpson. It is 2-1. Mark is in the lead. All right, this mob boss dad is
Mark. Tony Soprano.
No, I was there first.
No, he was not.
It was Mark.
All right, I got screwed on Full House, and now you screwed me on that one. This is not.
Go back to your meatballs.
All right,
man, you're about to get a meatball.
So far, it is 3-1. Mark is in the lead on TV Dad Trivia. All right, Dr. Jason Seaver was
Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
That would be growing pains.
That is growing pains. Man,
that's the one you wanted, Mark.
I know. What he said, where's the 80s and 90s? Yep, I was like, dang, that was like the only one that wasn't.
Y'all just give him his name whenever he's last and you give him to make him first.
All right, we are rolling right through these. Okay. Next one is, this TV dad is a shoe salesman. And
Mark. Al Bundy.
Just for giggles, what's the name of that show?
Married with Children.
There you go. Okay, just making sure. All right, we're going into the next question. Jay Pritchett is the former football player turned sports broadcaster. Bo.
Wait, what? Finish the question.
No, there's no finishing the question.
I don't know if that's necessarily how it works, Bo.
We're going to reread the question, and anyone can ring in on this. Jay Pritchett is the former football player turned sports broadcaster on what TV show?
Why do I not know this?
Mm-hmm. Can I take a stab in the dark here?
Go for it.
Is it Step by Step?
It is not. Oh. No. Not Patrick Duffy.
Okay. I don't know the character's name.
That name is so familiar.
Who is it?
The TV show is Modern Family.
Never watched it.
But were you a Modern Family
person? He wasn't a sports broadcaster. He was a closet salesman.
Not according to my sources.
Jay Pritchett he sold closets. I'm a huge Modern Family fan, I'm telling you. I'm protesting this.
I'll give it to you. I would have never got it regardless.
All right, we'll give it to you on that
give
one,
it the ball. I would have never got it regardless.
All right, what iconic baseball personality played the father in the TV sitcom George? Hang on. What iconic baseball personality played the father in the TV sitcom Mr. Belvedere?
Mark, that would be Bob Uecker.
Yes, it is.
I'll miss Bob Uecker.
On what TV show does Carl Winslow?
Mark. Oh. Family Matters.
he just says it, and I.
Because I got in before you.
No, you did not.
All right, right now.
Oh, my God. Am I not getting in before him?
No.
On that one,
no,
he did get in before you.
No, he's not.
Bo, I have my headphones, so I can extra hear it.
Extra hear it.
Yeah,
you
so
can't
can
extra hear anything because you're wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I will say Mark, and then I'll wait to be called on. Then I'll embarrass you.
I mean, I can't even get – I'm saying my name, and you're just screaming over people. That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
See? They're taking your game, throwing it right back in your face.
Right now, the score is 7-2. Bo is in the lead. All right, here we go.
No. Say that score again. 7-2. Who's in the lead?
Mark is in the lead.
Thank
sorry.
You.
Sorry.
Miss Lippy, the part of the story I didn't like.
Thank you for the correction, Mark. Okay, Dan Connor is – Mark.
Can I answer?
Go for it.
Roseanne?
Yeah. That is 8-2. Bo, I think you're at a disadvantage because you're remote today. There must be something with the connection. That's what's going on.
Oh, is that the card we're playing? Is that really what we're doing right now?
Let's go through a few more. This Tool Time host.
Mark. That would be Tim Allen on Home Improvement.
But what's the character's name?
Bo.
Bo!
No, come on, it's not even a timer.
Well, you're you got it wrong because you answered the wrong question because you wouldn't let her finish.
Go ahead.
It's Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
There you go.
I'm a big Home Improvement fan.
8-3.
I love Home Improvement.
Mark,
that was a good show.
Is in the lead. All right, Mike ended up with 6 kids after marrying a lovely lady with 3 girls. Bo.
It's Brady Bunch.
That is the Brady Bunch. All right. Hayden Fox was the head coach.
Mark.
Oh, actually, I heard Bo first.
Did you?
Mark. Yeah, I heard Bo first. I heard Bo first.
Dylan is referee on this. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Today, Junior? It's coach.
Yeah, all right, Mark got that one.
I love that show. Dauber was a phenomenal
Yep, such an
character.
Underrated. The writing on that show was insanely good.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. In The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Mark.
Who's, yes.
Uncle Phil?
Uncle Phil serves as the father figure for Will Smith's character. All right. Final score, 10-4. Mark, you win. Congratulations. And
yeah,
again,
you beat a guy that has the delay. That's why your voice got in first.
I'm sorry, Bo. Next time
whatever
we'll have you in
whatever
studio.
Helps you sleep at night, go back to your meatballs. Okay.
Let me tell you something. When I say my name and then I don't hear you until later, I know. I know the truth. I know my truth.
Well, congratulations, Mark. Happy Father's Day to all the dads this weekend. We appreciate you and all the dad jokes you make. And coming up, we're going to jump back into the conversation surrounding the Falcons defense. How are the futures of Divine Diablo and Troy Anderson shaping up, panning out with the team? That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.